Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, April 23rd, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we'll have reading for us Miss June Whitlow. June has been a member of Mountain Brook Baptist for many years. She is a deacon, and she also serves in a lot of different roles that I hope she'll tell us about when we have conversation at the end of the podcast. Thank you, June, for joining us today.
Thank you, Mary. Today we're reading from Revelation 22:1-5. Then the angel of the Lord showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will seek his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And now Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. And now we read from Haggai 2, the entire chapter. On the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai, "Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it seem to look like nothing? But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and desired of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. On the 24th day of the 9th month, In the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests what the law says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answers no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priests replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so it is with these people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this from this day on. Consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When any one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail. Yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. From this day on, this 24th of the 9th month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fail, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty.
June, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. We want to get to know you just a little bit better. Can you tell us a little bit about your life, where you grew up, what brought you to Birmingham, and then anything else you want to share with us?
Thank you, Mary. I was born in Arkansas. My dad was a minister, and we moved to Illinois when I was young. Therefore, I grew up in Illinois. Then I went to Mississippi for college. I went to Southwestern Seminary in Fort Worth for my seminary work. And then I came to Birmingham because Birmingham is the seat of the National Office of Women's Missionary Union. And my entire life I had wanted to come to the National Office at Women's Missionary Union. And so it was a dream realized 52 years ago.
Wow. And so how long have you been a part of Mountain Brook Baptist Church?
I have been a member here for 49 years, and that's a long time.
Miss June, you mentioned working with the Women's Missionary Union. Tell us a little more about the Women's Missionary Union and about your love for missions.
My love for missions comes from my mother. She was very interested in Women's Missionary Union, and I learned just as a small child all about missions. In fact, I was a Sunbeam, I was a GA, I was a YWA, and then, of course, I became a member of the Adult Organization for Women. So Women's Missionary Union has meant a great deal to me.
And tell me about your work with the Women's Missionary Union. What was it comprised of?
Women's Missionary Union can be best interpreted by saying that it's a publishing house because we publish materials for all ages. And the materials are comprised of associational missions, local missions, international missions, missions in the United States. We pick up all kinds of missions and we try to teach it to the age groups within our churches. That's basically what the organization as a whole does. Of course, I traveled a great deal to talk about these kinds of things, led conferences, made speeches, this kind of thing, so that people in our Southern Baptist churches would learn about missions.
That's wonderful. And when did you retire from your position at WMU? And then I know that you're still working in some capacity, maybe as a volunteer, but tell us a little bit about that as well.
I retired after 35 years at Women's Missionary Union. But in retirement, then I started doing the Baptist Nursing Fellowship because it is a ministry of Women's Missionary Union. And I was the executive director of that for 10 years, and it was a volunteer job. And then after that, I became a volunteer for the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. I'm the associational WMU director, and we're getting ready to do on May 2nd, we're getting ready to have the associational missions offering. It's called the Helen White Evie Eubank offering because those are two women here in our city who really labored for Christ several years ago, and because of their intense work with the poor and the needy and the sick here in Birmingham, we have named that offering for them. So that's been my big thing within these last few weeks.
If someone wanted to contribute to the offering, how would they do that?
You give your offering through your church, and of course this would be Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and you put on there the Helen White Evie Eubank offering, or you can say the associational missions offering, give it through your church, but be sure that you put the WMU missions offering somewhere on your check. And then you can also give online because we are able to do that as well. So you can go to the associational webpage and you can follow the directions and give online.
Miss June, I want to hear how you came to faith in Jesus and how he has sustained you throughout your life. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I mentioned that my dad was a minister. And when I was 8 years old, we had a revival. And one of the hymns that we sang was O Zion Haste. And the chorus goes like, "Publish glad tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release." And I heard that hymn, and so that night when we got home, I asked my dad, I said, "Dad, what do those words mean, redemption and release?" And so he knew, because he was a minister, he knew where I was coming from. And so he called my mother, and the two of them sat down with me that night, and I professed my faith in Jesus Christ when I was 8 years old.
Wonderful. Tell us, did you get baptized immediately, or did you follow? How has the Lord sustained you throughout your life?
Yes, I was baptized immediately by my dad, and I have been a member of the church since I was 8 years old, and everywhere I went in college, I changed my membership, and in seminary and all the places that I've gone, I've joined the church. And the church has meant a great deal to me. And I've always done something within the church, either taught Sunday school. When I was first a member at Mountain Brook, I taught Sunday school for a while, but then realized because of my travel schedule, I could not be consistent. And so I did not teach after a couple of years, but I've always been involved in the church because through my dad loved the church, and I learned missions from my mother, and I learned a love from the church from my dad.
Miss June, if you had to pick a scripture that is a favorite of yours, what would you say?
I've always said the scripture, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." That's my favorite verse. And very often I will say that in the morning to Pat Ferguson, because Pat and I live together. And I will wake her up with telling her that this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. You mentioned Pat. When I first came to Mount Brook Baptist, I thought you guys were sisters because you're so close. How did you and Pat become friends? And then tell me a little bit about how the Lord has used your friendship over the years.
Well, Mary, really, a lot of people say that I'm Pat's mother instead of her sister. So I'm glad that you thought that she was my sister. Pat and I worked together at Women's Missionary Union, and I don't know why, but we just became friends. And Pat owned a home. In fact, Pat's owned several homes in the city of Birmingham. She moved quite a great deal. But she spent most of her time at my house because we worked on a lot of projects together. And we have done projects at Mountain Brook. We did projects at WMU, various places, as we have volunteered for things. And I finally said, "Pat, you spend all the time over here. Why don't you just move here? And you wouldn't have to have your home and take care of that home and my home too." So over these years, then, she has lived with me. And, of course, she does a great deal for me. And we've become very close friends. And we work together in the association, and we work together here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church.
So many questions I want to ask. Maybe just this last one. What is one fun fact about you that most people wouldn't know?
I'm an ardent Cardinal baseball fan. And I also love the Barons. And I can't wait until I feel comfortable about going back to see the Barons play ball.
Me too. I'm excited for those days as well. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast today. It would be a great pleasure and privilege for us if you would lead us in prayer.
Our Father, we're so grateful for the opportunities that we have because we know you as our personal Savior. It is always a joy to share our faith and to think about people in many other places who do not have the opportunities that we do here in Mountain Brook. I'm reminded of people all over the world who need a Savior, even at this moment. And I pray that each of us will feel compelled to do all that we can so that people all over the world may come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And we pray in your name. Amen.